AircheckDownloads.com.
Live across the South on a Saturday morning, it is Wave 105 with me, Stuart McGinley. Thank you very much for choosing me, whatever you're up to today. And even more of you are listening on Saturday mornings. Thank you very much. Blowing you a big kiss, whether you like it or not. 7:10 on this Saturday morning, the 4th of February. And what are you doing up and about so early? Drop me a line. Always like to know. Stuart@wave105.com is my email. I'll take a look at the morning's papers in a minute. After this now from Brandy and Monica and the boys. Is mine at Wave 105.
The boy is mine.
I remember weird things. Things that aren't important. Like, that was the most played song on the radio in 1998. I don't know why that's in my head, it just is. It's a great song, that's why. Brandy and Monica at Wave 105, and the boy is mine. Right, let's take a look at those papers then for this morning. And the Sun reports the police are pursuing the possibility that missing mum Nicola Bully may have been trying to retrieve her dog ball from the River Wye when she went missing. The Mail says the police in Lancashire think that she may have fallen into the water and had been weighed down by the heavy coat that she was wearing at the time. Elsewhere, the Times reports that Rishi Sunak wants to ban migrants who enter the UK on small boats from lodging appeals against their deportation. The Guardian hears from a whistleblower sacked from the Foreign Office that they're challenging their dismissal. She exposed what she described as the government's chaotic evaluation of the evacuation of Afghanistan. Do you remember that? That was when the Taliban took over the country. The Telegraph says that the government intends to make online misogynistic abuse a crime. According to the Eye, there are renewed supply problems with hormone replacement therapy drugs, which are affecting millions of women across the country. The Express quotes Boris Johnson's TV interview with his former Culture Secretary, Nadine Dorries, in which he says he believes that the Conservatives can win the next election, especially if they cut taxes. Still thinks there's enough time to turn it around. Financial Times reports that the FTSE 100 share index has reached an all-time high. The Mirror says a celebrity version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been put on hold after three women allegedly refused to work with the host Jeremy Clarkson following his recent article about Meghan Markle. And finally, unexpected item in bagging area, the story on the front page of The Star is about a village in the West Midlands, apparently being terrorized by an aggressive owl, of all things. That's what you'll find on the front page of The Star this morning.
Revving up for another ride.
£46,000 to win on Make Me a Winner. Give you all the details very soon at Wave 105. We had 4 out of 5 wins last week. Very good. Maybe you'll be our next. There's Chris Rea then and The Road to Hell. And it was Mike and the Mechanics before that and Over My Shoulder. So what are you up to this morning? I always like to picture what you're doing when you're listening to the radio on a Saturday morning. And who's this from? This is from Donny and Lynette in Portsmouth. You're driving to Romney Marsh in Kent this morning. Hopefully it won't be The Road to Hell for you. Thank you very much for your message, and I hope that the traffic is kind to you. This is from Stuart, who says, just returned from seeing my sister in Spain, so I'm doing all the washing and the ironing. Not fun, but it needs to be done. And also visiting son and grandchildren in Gosport later on. And then rugby for the rest of the day with my mate Bob. Stuart, thank you very much for your email. That's your Saturday sorted. And Michelle here says, hi Stuart, it was lovely to hear you on the radio this morning as I was heading to the train station. London, here I come. Well, I've just had a look at the train situation. Yes, yes, hopefully you will be able to get a train. I wish you all the best of luck with that one. Thank you very much for your email, Michelle. Have a good day. And hi to Gary, who gave me a call in Wootton, and he said, I'm going back to bed. Fair enough. He says, it's still not light yet. No, not yet. There are signs of it. The weather should be fairly decent this weekend. Details coming up after Michael Bublé now. Haven't met you yet. What are you doing this morning? Stuart at wave105.com. Let me know.
I'm not surprised.
Aircheckdownloads.com.